As California wrestles with its worst economy since the Great Depression, illegal immigrants are increasingly viewed as part of the problem. It's not unlike what happened the last time the state was having serious money problems. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more in our series, California in Crisis.
Outside the Home Depot in LA's Pico Union neighborhood, a group of day laborers wait for construction and gardening jobs. Among them is 40-year-old Justo. He came to California from Guatemala 13 years ago.
El gobierno siempre va a acusar al inmigrante.
The government is always accusing immigrants of draining money, he says, adding, they look to us as scapegoats. There's not much work these days for men like Justo. He scrapes by on a part-time job as a security guard downtown. He says he got hired using a phony Social Security card.
I pay taxes for that one. I pay FICA, federal, and Social Security.
Like an estimated 59% of undocumented or illegal immigrants in the country, Justo doesn't have health insurance, so he relies on the county hospital emergency room. His young children were born in California and are U.S. citizens. They go to public school in Los Angeles. L.A. County Supervisor Mike Antonovich says situations such as this are all too typical.
It is catastrophic. I mean, we cannot be the HMO to the world.
Antonovich says L.A. County is bearing too much of a burden in giving food stamps and welfare for children whose parents are undocumented.
We're talking about $500 million. And then you add the cost to the criminal aliens in our jails. It was exceeding $500 million. Then you add the delivery of health services. That's over $400 million a year. So we're talking about over $1 billion. That's a fiscal impact just to one county in California.
As the state tries to dig its way out from under a massive deficit, some say cutting off benefits to undocumented immigrants should be part of the solution. One proposal would cut off welfare payments even to the U.S.-born children of illegal immigrants. It echoes California's last big financial crisis in 1994. That's when 59% of California voters passed Proposition 187, a measure that outlawed education, health care, and social services to illegal immigrants and their children.
300,000 illegal immigrant children in public schools, and they keep coming. The cost, $1.5 billion a year.
It's unfair.
Many Californians still remember this TV ad with images of immigrants and their children running across the freeways after crossing the border. But even though Prop 187 passed, the measure was declared unconstitutional in federal court and never enforced. Since then, several other states have crafted similar measures that have passed legal muster. Legislative analyst Dan Carson says California now spends about $4.6 billion a year to provide services for or to incarcerate illegal immigrants.
It's clear in the aftermath of Prop 187, the ability to, let's say, balance the state budget by reducing that $4.6 billion is limited. It's probably more realistic to say that you could achieve state savings in the hundreds of millions of dollars in the short term, but probably not in the billions of dollars.
Weighing the costs versus the benefits of unauthorized immigrants is tricky, says Jeff Passell, a researcher with the Pew Hispanic Center. They don't get paid much, and many don't report their earnings, but they still end up contributing billions of dollars to the state's economy, he says. And regardless of their impact, the sheer number of undocumented immigrants in California is huge, around 2.7 million by Passell's estimate.
California's had the largest number of undocumented immigrants in the country for at least 25 years, and during those 25 years, the state's had budget difficulties at a number of different points, but it also ran huge budget surpluses for a number of those years.
Back in Pico Union, Justo, the day laborer, wonders how California has gone from boom to bust so quickly.
Before, California is very, very rich. My question is, who's take this money? The immigrants? The illegal person? I don't think so.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
And you can see what California's crisis is doing to public schools, pensions, and prisons at our website, npr.org.